Happy Wednesday, everyone, and welcome back to JP's World. Motivation Week. Just feel like I should encourage some out there that may be struggling, going through some things, need a little bit of advice. Well, stay tuned. Episode 12 starts now. For those out there struggling to go to school, go to work, just get out of bed, hard to get motivated, I'm here to tell you it's okay. Those things happen. It's not easy, but it can be done. And some things may be because of injuries, disabilities, something that someone is going through. No one knows what everyone goes through. Everybody has different situations that we face in life. It doesn't necessarily mean it's easy for everyone, because it's not. It could be mental or emotional, something that people just don't like talking about, things we may never know. They always say, if you need help, you have to ask for it. No one knows what's wrong or what the problem is unless you bring it up or talk to someone. A lot of times that's what we need, whether we neglect it or not. Most of us like to be independent and not ask for help, try to do things on our own without realizing at times we do need help. Live life, take chances, do the things that are out of the ordinary. Doesn't have to be out of your comfort zone, but do things that you would normally do, things that help you cope and get through struggling times. It'll help you in the long run. You never know unless you try. Many things are going on right now, not only in the world, but for most personally. And as I said before, no one knows what that is. Find ways to cope. If you're in a relationship, hang out with your significant other. If you like hanging out with friends, by all means do that. Take time out and enjoy yourself when you're able to. Going to school and work is normal. It's natural. From a young age, as you get older, you have to go to school and go to work. Some may not prefer to do that. School isn't for everyone. But a job is the main thing that keeps everybody going. That's how we survive. But you have to find time to do things you like. I'll give you an example. In my case, I like doing things on my own. Not that I was always able to, but I like being able to do things by myself. Less hassle, less stress. No drama, no negativity. You might run into some negativity, but if you're around good friends, people in your corner that support you and have your back, you won't hear a lot of negativity unless they're going through things themselves and they want to talk to you. They can vent to you. You listen, give them advice back. That's how friendship goes. Good friendships. There's some that could turn their back on you. It doesn't mean you have to stay around and support them because you thought they supported you and they don't support you. Be around people that are positive. And that's just an example of what I like to do. Everyone's different. Not everybody does the same thing. Some aren't able to do much of anything. Some are in worse positions than what we really realize. Even though we may not think about it, that's really how life is. Not everyone's the same. Sometimes I don't take my own advice. Just natural instinct. A lot of it is when I go out, I hang around my friends, talk to my friends. In other ways, I lack confidence. Just something I haven't grown out of yet. Getting the confidence to speak. In certain ways, to certain people, I think that just happens. I don't know if it's just me or if it's a part of my disability. Not totally sure, but it'll come in time. Life throws many twists and turns, gives us ups and downs. We fall down. Doesn't mean we don't get back up. I had someone tell me the other day, even if I don't understand it, at least I'm doing it. I said, well, biggest thing is you're trying. If you didn't try, that means you don't care. You didn't give an effort. so that means it doesn't matter to you. As long as you try, no one's going to look down upon you. As long as you try to keep going, no one's going to discourage you. That's the way it goes. The downside to that is, even if you're trying and you're successful, some still look down on you. They want you to be on the same level that they're on. So they'll say anything negative to you to make you feel the way that they do. Misery loves company. It happens to all of us. Even though we don't really realize it, we live day by day, just go about life in a positive manner. Those that still look down upon us want us to fail. It doesn't mean we're gonna fail. Most of us, it should make us try harder to succeed. Find the motivation to achieve your goals, whether that be with help from someone else or self-motivation. Only you know what you're capable of. Don't knock yourself down. If you get knocked down, pick yourself back up. Nothing wrong with asking for help. As I said before, most of us don't want it, but it's a good source in the end. Always remember, you're not alone. There's someone out there, or many other people out there, that are worse off than what some of us are, though we don't realize it or don't think about it all the time. Live life to the fullest. Enjoy every moment and cherish every moment that you can, because tomorrow isn't promised. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, whether it be inside your comfort zone or outside your comfort zone. You never know until you try. Life is precious. Don't waste it. Live it the best you can. In life, we only get one chance. Thank you for tuning in to episode 12 on JP's World. If you have not been able to tune in, you can now on Spotify, Anchor, Google, Apple Podcast, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, and Stitcher. And to all my fellow CP warriors out there, Cerebral Palsy Awareness Month. Happy CP Awareness Month. Everyone else, have a safe and great weekend. JP is out.